You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Today is day two of the rest of our lives. Football's over, man. We're adapting. I watched NBA last night. I don't know how it happened, but I did. I watched Wiz. Check mark. Plus 11 and a half. And then I watched Luka's debut. I don't know that I'm ready for this world, but here I come. I wanted to watch the college hoops.
I just saw somebody trying to get what's going on, too? Zion.
In the trade deadline over?
They were trying to get him.
Well, now you could also get, like, the buyout market.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But also, dude, like,
why would you want Zion, though? Anthony Davis now got a stomach ache. I heard. I don't know what the hell.
They give away Ozempic like candy in L.A., so Zion will trim down. Maybe that's why all these overweight dudes are going to L.A. They're going to get to work. Luka's going to be in
some
shape.
Salads.
Yeah.
Zion down in New Orleans, the fattest place in the world, he went down there.
Yo, of all...
That wasn't good for him.
At least American big cities. American big cities. New Orleans got to be the fattest big city, right?
It's not.
What would you say? Houston? Chicago got to be.
Last time I saw it, it wasn't number one, but it was top two.
What was the other one? Chicago,
I can't remember that. Because I looked at it, I was like, it's got to be New Orleans, and I looked, and it wasn't. They may be back on top now, though, because saw a lot of people eating a lot of food with extra stuff in their hand. Like, dude, you don't need but one meal.
Well, I...
Who is it now?
I feel like the coasts... It won't be any coastal city. I have Alex, but now these cities aren't big enough, but a quick Google search reveals McAllen, Texas, Jackson, Mississippi, Shreveport, Louisiana, not to be confused with Saskatchewan, Mobile, Alabama, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Y'all keep saying that. Y'all made that dumb mistake. I didn't say that.
Not correct.
Y'all made that mistake.
I don't know how to get to, like, big cities.
Knoxville is a big city. Jackson is a big city.
B, they're not going to have an NFL or NBA team in Knoxville or Jackson.
But nobody cares if they got an NFL team in it. It's like, which ones are the biggest?
All right, according to
Baton Rouge.
All right, of big cities, of major markets, Houston, Chicago, Detroit, Philly, Dallas, Columbus, San Antonio, which makes me think about what Barkley says about San Antonio, Fort Worth, St. Louis, and Indy. You ready for the fittest, most fit cities?
Where's that one?
Some of these are small. Colorado Springs, Denver, San Diego, Seattle, San Fran, Virginia Beach. Shout out to the Tidewater.
Lafayette, Louisiana. Is that fit?
No, that's not on the fittest. Sacramento, Albuquerque, and Boston. I don't know my source here. This is from Exchange Every Day, and I just realized this document is from 2003. So consider the source, folks. I got to be honest. I think the NBA ecosystem exists to hype itself up, basically. Like, you put ESPN on, even during football season, when all anybody wants is football, they're going to have a LeBron story, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's because they need to create that interest because they're airing all the games. And they pay so much money to air the games.
And you can still promote him, though. Listen, man, I what LeBron is doing and has done has been remarkable. As I heard Steve Harvey this morning, he said Michael Jordan is still the best basketball he's seen. But what he's doing, you can find stuff to talk about him. And who has really exceeded him to be able to talk about all the time?
Football in general, but football, I don't know if there's a singular athlete.
Football is the ultimate king.
It's fair. I don't know. I mean, certainly not going to be a hockey player. Shohei, but not really. The Shohei gambling stuff, maybe.
But like Shohei and also like hockey and everything going on, that is more of a niche sport and what people look at.
Totally.
He's not going to overtake what's going on in basketball or football.
Here was my – so I the Luka AD trade did not necessarily move me. Like I thought it was pretty one-sided, but talking to – we had Chris Miles on the air here who works for NBA TV, and then texting with a bunch of people that know the NBA – Luka's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I think Dallas is trying to reestablish a culture of not being pains in the asses.
And the Lakers are trying to say, well, maybe LeBron will rub off on him. Because LeBron ain't playing for the rest of his life.
Right.
And you're going to need a star to be able to take that over.
Right.
And L.A. is a star where if Luka get it right, because people of Luka's ability does not get traded.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Although in the NBA, they do.
If they
move anyway.
If they are... excellent
Durant's
at what they're
been
doing.
Traded. Shaq's been
yeah,
traded.
They can force their trades for some reason. But the team is not just trying to get rid of those guys if they're still playing at a high level.
Sure. I agree with that. I'm just saying no league is as similar as the NBA with stars get moved.
Yeah.
All right, but that said, I just you didn't watch last night. I watched, and ESPN did a very poor job of scheduling. There was a college basketball game that went late, but they delayed tip-off.
So, the Wiz were on ESPN last night?
No.
Oh.
The Wiz were on Monumental.
Okay. Well, I have to talk to Fire TV because I can't find Monumental on it.
Really?
7,700 channels, and I have not found Monumental.
Hey, well, that sucks. I mean, it should be on there. But, yo, you better, like, after this hockey break... and Ovi's chasing the record, you're going to want to watch that.
Believe me, if Ovi's chasing the record, they will put it on national TV some kind of way.
That's true.
NHL will find a way to put that on national TV. So I can find that. But Monumental.
I'm just saying, he's 16 away. You might want to watch when he's 10 away, and they put the last
as soon
two.
As he get about 10, they're going to be watching. But I put it on my – I've spelled out Monumental. I look for DC channel, and I have not found it, so – I'm going to have to call Tony today and find out if Tony can come figure it out.
I either call Tony.
Because NBC Sports Washington's still there.
Is there anything on it?
Yeah, they always have like something pop up.
Maybe, is that just Monumental now and they didn't update the name?
They had no programming on it last night. And the Wiz, I haven't seen a game for the Wiz on that yet this year.
Huh. Right, maybe Tony or maybe Zim can help. Amanda Zimmer, if you're listening. I don't know. On my TV, it's 8:46.
It's not like it hurt me or nothing, so I'm good.
But, dude, here's my biggest takeaway, and I watched, like, the first quarter, and I was done. The Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know who has more titles, if it's the Celtics or the Lakers. The Celtics are obviously one of the great sports franchises in the world. The Lakers are, too. I don't know if you're going to agree with me this. I feel like the Lakers, over the years, have had more star power than any NBA franchise. The Lakers are on par to the Yankees to me.
Yeah.
Like that. I mean, you go back in time.
They spend it.
Kareem, Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, Magic, yeah. Kobe, Shaq.
Well, let's just think about it. They have more stars around the damn sitting front row.
Right.
And that brings some luster to it as well.
So I was blown away by, I get it was Luka's first game.
Yeah.
And Luka had a team in the finals last year.
Uh-huh.
Prior to that, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's been a ton of playoff success. He fills it up. He's a great scorer, undeniably. But the level upon celebration of Luka's arrival for a team in the L.A. Lakers that have won, I don't know, 14 titles?
They had the most until Boston came back at the end, the last two.
Either one of them, right? I mean, this is the Lakers.
Yeah.
And B, you would have thought it was the Queen of England coming to town.
But
that's how
they got to do it. They got to promote it, dog. You got to make everybody like it.
I think you have, Like, I get celebrating the guy you just traded for. Yo, and the trade was like a week ago, 10 days ago, and this was the first time he played, and apparently he's been fully healthy. Is that not an alarm bell about what maybe some of the problems
are? Well, they got traded that night, and then like a lot of them, it took a few days before they played.
Well, nobody ever plays in that league, so it's own issue. But I just was, B, they had a 77 towel on every seat in the arena.
As I told you previously, this is not just about.
They have 17 championships.
This is not just about today. LeBron will not be the star maybe next year or the following year. They have to start building up Luka now.
I guess.
He's your next guy. And they're hoping that LeBron can have something, give him something, or something rubs off on him. Because that's just what it is, man. You know, you got to, in the NBA, we got to the point of the big three. You still got to have a big one. Somebody to promote the whole damn thing about, and that's what the league and the Lakers are doing with LeBron. Now they know that is coming to an end.
I was just blown away by it. Luka's first basket was a step back three. He did have a really, I mean, I watched the first quarter, so I'm not going to give you a whole lot of an analysis. But the one thing, I think it was Legler and Dave Pasch, and they do a good job. They're saying like, oh, you know, this team's going to have to figure out kind of primary ball handling duties with Luka likes the ball and LeBron likes the ball. I very much believe LeBron is such a great player, he'll make it work. I don't think that's going to be of great concern, those two figuring it out, right? Mm-hmm. If Luka and Kyrie could coexist, Luka and LeBron will coexist. Any of you guys stay up for this? Jeff, you're my only hope. You were probably in a recording studio or at the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recording studio.
White Brian, you look like you've been asleep for 3 days.
Yeah, I can't say I watched Luka's debut.
He didn't miss anything. The only thing that made an impact on
Brian,
me.
He was out partying. He looks sleepy as hell right now.
Yeah, that's just White Brian's look. It's good to see you again.
I think you and him might be related. Y'all better go check it out because y'all both look the same.
Just because we're white?
No, y'all look like y'all sleep all the damn time and had the time went on.
All right, I've been wanting to workshop something, Brian. I'm curious what you think here. Washington played Philly tough. Do we agree with that? They largely have for a few years.
Yeah.
If you add up the scores are not necessarily reflective of that, of mm-hmm. the three games.
Okay.
Now, a lot of that was giving up a 50 spot in the NFC title game. That game got away from them late.
Got away from them late.
They were able to win the one here. That was a pretty wild game. And then the one up there was, the final score is probably a little closer than it was indicative of. But I think you could say Washington played Philly tough this year. I think Jaden performed well against Philly this year.
I think he did.
And I think a lot of folks are taking a lot from that in the aftermath of the Eagles Super Bowl victory a couple days ago now. The Eagles, I think it's really important to point out that Washington played Philly tough three times, but Washington never saw the Philly that took the field in the Superdome against Mahomes, because every week is its own entity. And that Eagles team played their best on the biggest stage. I really believe that. Like, the way that D-line played was out of their minds.
Yeah.
A collective group of, how many people think touched the field defensively? 17? 16, 17? 16? Yeah. Like, whatever that group number was, 15 of them played the best game of their life.
Man, they played great.
And I remember you and I, specifically, because I remember texting you about it that night. And then I wrote a story the next day, and I got yelled at by some people in Ashburn because of my story. I have, over the last 24 hours, do you remember the celebrations when Tampa won the Super Bowl about how well Washington had played Tampa in the wild card round?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be sure we're not doing that. I think it's very different circumstances, but I wanted to at least acknowledge that and ask you your thought.
I don't believe we're doing that. I think there were people that were very, very outlandish when they played against Tampa and talking about we almost beat them. And I basically pointed out that we had never led in the game. So you got to lead to be able to beat somebody, right?
Yeah.
So, but what I saw in that game, the turnovers at that point when they started to just pile up, that kills anybody in any game. I'm looking at how Jaden played and how he was pressured. It was nowhere close to what Kansas City was. Okay? So the three turnovers wasn't Jaden's fault. The interception he threw late in the game, they're just throwing up stuff now trying to catch up. But up until the point of the – when they went, what, two touchdowns in a matter of seconds?
Saquon.
Yeah, so, I mean –
You're saying in the first one?
No, I'm talking about when they had the turnover when the second game, the NFC Championship
game. Yeah, okay.
You know, when they had when you get the ball, they score, they kick off, boom, you fumble it right back. You know what I mean? And touchdown, they get off of it. Those things blew that game up open, but it wasn't because of your quarterback. Now, as I expect and everybody else expect, this team is going to improve at certain positions that were weaknesses this year. And if you play them, I think if you play them in the game, you don't have the turnovers. You are in the game all the time. Because as good as Philly is, against the teams in the division that see you twice, your division play you better than everybody else does. Hands down.
In three career games against the Eagles, Daniels has 7 touchdowns against 4 picks, completing about 63% of his passes. He's been sacked 7 times in those three games.
And in one game, he was sacked how many?
So I have it divided up by regular. He was sacked 4 times in the regular season, another 3 in the title game.
Okay.
He's been. His performance far exceeded the performance we saw Sunday night by the opposing.
They sacked him 7 times in 3 games, basically. And they sacked Pat 6 times down the night.
Right. Now, I think it's important to say, I think what you saw from Philly that day was not what Washington saw from Philly in any of the 3 times they played him.
Maybe because they were not able to attack him, attack Washington the same way.
And
maybe the quick passing and the way that Cliff uses his offense makes them a little hesitant to try everything they did against Pat.
Sure.
You know, like, they came out from the edge and Pat went straight up the field. I would think that as good as Pat is scrambling, Jaden is a better athlete.
Yeah.
You know? So, and then the thing of it, you had Austin coming out the backfield, so you had to make sure a linebacker check him. I think Austin has the advantage. You know?
I wonder what happens without that fumble.
Yeah. So it's some different, but I I think what people are looking at is not trying to justify anything or make themselves look better than what they are. People are saying, look, we could play with them. And if you believe in what happens, like you believe Adam Peace is going to come in and add people to it, you have to feel confident.
Totally. I really think you feel confident because you've got organizational alignment from the top down. Owner, GM, coach, quarterback. And nothing's a sure thing in the NFL. Nothing, right? There was Sam, ask the Niners who missed the playoffs. Ask the Lions who lost at home as the one seed.
Nothing is guaranteed. You got to keep improving.
Right.
Keep building.
Totally. And I think
Can't get happy with what you did last year. You got to build on for this year coming up.
Right. And I think Washington understands that, but the reason for optimism, the reason we can like have this conversation about how they performed against Philly, one, because they played them in the NFC title game. It's not like we're only trying to extrapolate this stuff from a November 10th game. They won two playoff games to face Philly. They fell short. Philly's the best team in the NFL, undeniably. But they got to the Final Four means you're starting to find yourself on pretty even footing.
Yeah.
This is not the complete fan fiction revisionist history we tried to sell ourselves after the Bucks loss, in which they never had the lead and they only got into the playoffs at 7-9 because, go back in time, read your history, the Eagles pulled Jalen Hurts at halftime and put in Nate Sudfeld so they got a better draft pick.
Yeah, totally.
Do the research.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.